Okay, we are picking up the Gemara Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, the second to last lines of words of Mila. So we're continuing the discussion of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer held Mila v'chol ma'asher dochen es Shabbos, not just the bris Mila, but all the preparations necessary to do the Mila, like preparing the knife or anything like that, is Docha Shabbos de Rabbi Lezer. That is Rabbi Eliezer holds. However, Minale Rabbi Lezer ha, the Gemara asks now, where does Rabbi Lezer get this halacha for Mila? We learned it about all the other mitzvos. We just had a whole shakar tari of Kuf Lamed Aleph to discuss this. Where does he learn it from Mila? Imekula Gamar, if he learns it out from all of them, Kedam Rinan, but we have, each one has a chumra. Like we mentioned, Lulav has Dalad Minim, and Sukkah is at Laila Vayom, and Matzah applies to women. All of those halachas are a reason that you can't learn out Mila to these halachas. So Ve'od Malahanach, turning out the next Amunah, Shekenim Avar Zmana Batela. But, and also further, is that when you finish doing the mitzvah for all of those, the mitzvah is done. Masha'inkin Mila, where you could continue doing the Mila. So Rabbi Yashav asked the Kasha, what do you mean though? At the end of the day, there's a mitzvah specifically to do it on the eighth day. He says, yeah, but still, there is a tikkun that you can do it as long as, if you do it afterwards also, you're still Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila, so therefore, it applies even afterwards, even though the Ikra mitzvah, according to everyone, would still be on the eighth day itself. However, this one is something that you can continue after day eight. So again, there's a chumra by there's a kula by this one, doesn't apply to the other ones. El hayda tamid Rabbi Lezer, so we must have learned it out from somewhere else. So we must learn it out from a different source. The Amar Krav, Yomashmini Mel B'Sar Losav Afilu B'Shabbes. That the pasuk says, Yomashmini, the dafka on the eighth day, no matter what, on the eighth day, no matter what, even on Shabbos, that's going to be the din according to Rabbi Lezer. Lichlar Chona B'Mila V'Leisa Anachulig Varmine. So then, let Hakadosh Baruch Hu read in the Torah. Let the Torah write it by Mila and learn out all the other ones for Binyanav. So the Gemara says, why do you have to learn at each one separately? The Gemara answers, because there's a chumra by bris mila as well, just like we had a chumra by all the other cases of sukkah and matzah and lulav and all those cases we had a chumra. So too, there's a chumra by mila. What is that? The shloshes rebisos, when it comes to the pasuk, the lashonos, when it comes to Avraham Avinu, it says lashon bris 13 times. So we see it's a very important mitzvah. So since it's such an important mitzvah, of special significance, you can't necessarily learn out other mitzvahs from it. The Gemara continues, adkan lapligi rabbanan alev achshira mila. So the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Eliezer only regards with machshirin to the preparational stages of getting the mila, like preparing the knife and getting the knife and bringing the knife. All those things Rabbi Eliezer says is mutter. However, the Chachamim say it's atar. Rabbi Akiva says it's asr. However, val mila gufa divrei kol docher Shabbos minalan. But the fact that Mila itself overrides Shabbos, everyone agrees to that. You know, you have a bris on Shabbos. What exactly is the Isser? It's actually Machlokas, the Rashi, and the Rashi Tosos and the Rambam. The Rashi Tosos hold that it's Chabura, right? That a person has Chabura, if you create a wound, you create blood to be drawn. Blood being drawn is going to be an Isser Daraisa of Netilas Nesham under the category of Netilas Nesham, based on the concept of Mali Kala, Palga Mali Kala Kula, that once blood is coming out, you'd be over the Isser Daraisa of Chabura on Shabbos. However, the Rambam writes as Mefarik, which is told of Dash, that I'm leasing something out. It's told to Dash. The there's enough kabinus over the achronim is if you do less than a shear. According to the Rambam, you need a shear of mefarik. The shear of mefarik, I think, was a chadash, if I'm not mistaken. So that would be the shear according to the Rambam, because it goes to Tarash and Tosos. As soon as you create a chabura, you create any wound whatsoever, you create any blood drawn whatsoever, would be the iser deraisa. Okay, interesting of the two makoros for why it's aser. Everyone agrees it's an iser deraisa. The Gemara says, why do I know? How do I know that it is overridden on Shabbos? I'm rolla halacha that it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. It's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. It's halacha Rabbi Yitzchak also said it's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. The Gemara says, how do I know that pikuach nefesh, that saving a life, overrides Shabbos? So you're allowed to violate Shabbos in order to save someone's life. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says the following. He says, "Omer ma mila shi echas me'evrav shel adam." That the mila is only a mitzvah that is misakin. The way Rabbi Yashav explains it, this line is a little vague. What does it mean? It's only evrav shel adam. That it's misakin only one ever. Doches the Shabbos, and yet this misakin one ever, the Torah tells you is override Shabbos. Kavachomer the pikuach nefesh. You could say kavachomer to saving a life, which is misakin all of your evarim because you're living. You're going to continue to live. That should obviously be doches Shabbos. Doches Shabbos. That's the svara. So the Gemara says now, so that was the svara, okay? So the Gemara now says, but we didn't get to the kasha. Now, if you're going to assume that the idea of bris mila is halacha l'moshe b'sina, that it overrides Shabbos, kavachomer mahalacha mi'asa, there's no such thing as a kavachomer from a halacha, from a halacha l'moshe b'sina. Because v'atana, as we learn in the Braisa, amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, akiva etzem kesura metame halacha. So what exactly is going on over here? That literally, the Bailer says one is going to be metame. That's halacha l'moshe b'sina. V'revias dam kavachomer vein dan and kavachomer mehalacha. And the fact is, revias dam, that literally a quarter of a lug is going to be a kavachomer argument that it's metame, and we don't learn halacha of kavachomer from halacha l'moshe b'sina. So what? Let's give the background of exactly what it is. Rashi fills us in. So Rashi tells us that there's Rabbi Akiva trying to dan a kavachomer from revias dam from the mace from a nazir. Then the concept is a nazir is megaleach, and he has to restart his process of counting the nazir. Nazirus if he comes in contact with a dead body or is in oil of contact with the body. So the Rabbi Kiva wants to learn a Kavachomer that an Etzem Kisor, the barley size of a bone of a dead person, is not Mitame Ba'oel, yet if Nazir touches it, he's going to be Mitame and he's going to be Galeach on that. So he wants to learn a Kavachomer from that to the concept of Revi'ez Dam, which is Metame Ba'oel. So then if the Nazir comes in contact with that, for sure, he should be Megaleach, he should shave and have a Chiyuv to restart the process. So the Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah responded that you can't say that because the whole concept of an Etzem Kisa'ura being Metame B'maga Masa at all, the fact that the bone size of a dead body or a body part is going to be Metame, that is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And you can't learn a Kavachomer from Halacha M'Sinai. You know, Rashi's lesson is, D'lo nitna Torsha Ba'al Peh L'darash B'yad Gimel Midos. We don't learn one of the other 13 midos within one of the halacha of Moshe Messina, that's apparently the rule that comes out. So what's the problem over here? That if you assume Mila is bris Mila is a halacha of Moshe Messina, how could this price of you telling you a kavachomer to learn that just like Mila is docha Shabbos, so too the halachas of Shabbos itself should be violated for pikuach nefesh. You can't learn a kavachomer from halacha of Moshe Messina. So if it's a halacha of Moshe Messina, how are we learning a kavachomer? So the Gemara says, Elamar Rabbi Elazar, rather Rabbi Elazar says we're learning it out. Isa os, we learn it out from the fact that we say an os, the pasuk says by Shabbos says ki osi, and the pasuk says vayela alos bris, the lashon os of os, and we're learning zera shava to learn out that just like when you come to the bris of bris mila, it's going to override Shabbos. That's what we're learning out from here. This zera shava. The Gemara says elam ata tefillin nechsebe os lidche Shabbos. If that's the case, but tefillin, which is it says lashon of os by tefillin vayela os ayadcha, right? We say this every day. So then, if you have the fact that you have an os of tefillin, it should also be docha Shabbos. Not bothered by what part of the tefillin is docha Shabbos. You wear your tefillin, it's not an Isser D'oraisa of Shabbos, and if you wear it even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and carrying the public debate is also not a violation of Shabbos. So what was the Havamina here? What was the Isser? So the Rosh Hashanah explained, maybe it makes the process of making the tefillin, Lefi Rabbi Elazar, again, Rabbi Elazar said Machshirim, so maybe tanning it and getting it ready, that would be the Isser D'oraisa of tefillin. So either way, the Gemara says that obviously it should be able to violate Shabbos through the Machshirim of tefillin, which we know is not the case. So the Gemara says, you're right, so we have to come up to a different Zera Shabbat. Ella, I said bris. We learn that from bris. The word bris is mentioned to Shabbos, Lodorosam bris olam. And bris, by bris mila, obviously is mentioned as well. So Gemara says, if that's the case, then a gadol d'chsebe bris, lidche Shabbos, but the lashon, it says by a gadol, it says, Rashi says, it says, the aral zachar shayimol es bris yehefer, the iser karis for a person who does not get a bris mila is only written by a gadol. So the lashon of bris is mentioned over there, so that's going to be a mila shalob bismana, because by definition, if it's a guy who's 13 years old and he's not a gadol, he's going to be doing bris mila. So maybe I should have a havamina that a mila shalob bismana is docha Shabbos, which you know is not the case. So therefore, the Gemara is right, we're going to reject this source as well. Ela aiser doros. We learn it out from the fact that it says doros in both circumstances, right? I apologize, it's that before ledorosam bris olam. And we say also Venchmanasim Lotham Kol Zakhar Ledoros Sechem. The lashon of Doros is mentioned in both places. So the Gemara says, so then wait a second, Tzitzis Dechsibe Doros, when it comes to Tzitzis, which it says the lashon of Doros, Lidche Shabbos, it says, right? So it says by Tzitzis as well, that someone should that this should override Shabbos. It says lashon of Doros by Tzitzis. So what, shouldn't that also override Shabbos? And our answer is Elamar Ben Achor Yitzchak Dan in Os Bris and Doros. Now we're going to use all three of those lashonos. That these lashonos are written by Shabbos and written by Bris Mila. Os Bris and Doros. The fact that it says by Shabbos and the fact that it says by Bris Mila is going to be the Gzeirah Shavah. Lafuki Hanach that you can't ask a kasha from any one of these three is Dechadu Dechsebe. They only have one of them. If you only have one of them, you're not there on the Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah is used from the fact that we have all three written in Bris Mila and all three with regards to Shabbos. So then it would override Shabbos and therefore you can't ask a kasha, let's say, from a Gadol. You can ask a kasha from Titus. You can ask a kasha from Tefillin because all those only have it written once. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Makrab Yom. It's different, Joshua. How do I know that Mila over at Shabbos? Because the Lashon is Bayom on the 8th day. Bayom afilu b'Shabbos. And the fact that it says Bayom is on the 8th day, that even on Shabbos, it's going to be Docha Shabbos. And where it says, Amar Leirish, Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, El Meat Mechusur Kapara Dachsibi Bayom, but the Lashon Bayom is mentioned by Mechusur Kapara. Those who lack atonement, what is that? That's always the Lashon to the four people. We have Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora. Those are the four people who need to bring a korban in order for them to start being allowed to eat kachim and things like that. Anyone who's lacking, is considered Mechusur Kapara, literally lacking atonement, those are their four categories. The Lashon is by Bayom Azura, so maybe there too, they should be able to bring their korban even on Shabbos, which we know is not the case. Only korban on Tzibur allowed to be B'docha Shabbos, like a korban on Shabbos, a korban on Rosh Chodesh, all those things are allowed to be brought on Shabbos. However, any other korban is not. So Hachanami Zachu Shabbos, is it also true that these are allowed to override Shabbos, which is not the case? So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara says we use a different drasha for that. We use that drasha to teach you Now you dafka bring the korbanos during the day. You're not allowed to bring a korban at nighttime. The actual bayom is teaching you by day, not by nighttime. The Gemara says, no, but wait a second. That's the case. By mila also you need the lashon to teach you that it's by day and not by night. When it comes to bris mila, you know you have to bring the bris mila, you have to do the mila during the day. At nighttime it's pasul. So don't I need that drasha to teach you that mila must be done during the day as well. So the Gemara answers, shmonas yamim, nafka, the lashon of a different pasul, which says ben shmonas yamim, dafka, the eighth day, when it's dafka during the day of the eighth day, that is going to be where we learn out that you have to do it during the day, and then therefore again we have an open drasha to teach you bayom, teaches you that it can be afilu b'shabbos. The Gemara says, but wait a second, we have another lashon of hanami b'yom tavaso nafka. The lashon says bayom tavaso during the day, which tells you to bring these korbanos during the day, which would apply to the daytime gafka, which would apply to the yoledes, the zav zava, and the matorah, to those four cases. So there, where we learn already that each of them should be brought during the day. So then going back, we have a reboy to teach you that you should be allowed to override Shabbos with these four korbanos. So the Gemara answers, af agav the nafka b'yom tavaso. No, even though it says Beyon Tzavaso, which regards to some Karbanos, I still needed to teach you specifically for these Mechusere Kapara, because Beyon Tzavaso is Dafka Lashon for all Karbanos. This is specifically for the four people who are Mechusere Kapara that are lacking atonement, that they have a special Kula. What is that? Since the Torah itself allows you to have a lesser Korban, a cheaper Korban. If someone is poor, he's allowed to bring Torah B'nei Yonah. You're allowed to bring the turtle doves or the doves instead of a behema, which is much more expensive, like a cow, whatever. Those are much more expensive. So bringing that, you could bring that instead. So since the Torah went out of its way to tell you that you have a kula, that you could bring a cheaper korban, so I would have learned, b'layla namin alasay, so once, it's a lacha, we say this every day, Rabbi Shmuel, kol davar shaya b'chalav, yata l'don r'chadash, yata yachlo l'chzir l'chlo, at shechzir na'kasav l'chalav b'firush. That the Torah, if you have a kula that comes out of the main statements, you have korbanos, and then you have the mechusar kapar, which the Torah goes out of its way to tell you, you could bring a lesser korban and a cheaper korban. So the Torah is going out of its way to teach you this kula. I don't go back and tell you any of the other halachas unless the Torah goes out of its way to teach you that. So therefore, if that's the case, the Gemara is asking a kasha, then at nighttime as well, you should allow to be bringing a korban, because the Torah never told you that it's possible during the day. Therefore, kamash melan, the pasuk has to go out of its way to then teach you that you're not allowed to bring the korban at nighttime, even for the zav zava yoledes mitzora. So the Gemara says a kasha, I'm asking for the Ravina, but if that's the case, that you want to tie that this is in the category of a kol davar shebichlal v'yatzel adon chadash, and it's not going to go back to have any other halachas until the Torah goes out of its way to say so specifically, then if that's the case, yes, zah kasha behem, v'yeh onan kasha behem, then if someone is a zar, a non-kohen, is allowed to bring this korban. We know kohen are the only ones allowed to bring the korbanos. Yet over here, since the Torah never went out of its way to say this kula, never went out of its way to tell you back that the kohen is the only one who can bring this korban. Maybe over here, a zar, a non-kohen, can bring the korban, and an onen, someone who lost a meis, rachman latzlan, so then he, the onen, would allow to be bringing the korban as well, because we only know an onen is possible from all the other korbanos, not these four specific korbanos. So the Gemara answers, Rashi says that at the end of the day, since the Torah goes back out of its way to tell you that we say bayom, that means to tell you not just bayom that it's the day of daytime, but really all the halachas are going to be standard, that you're not allowed to have aninus, you're not allowed to have a kohen. Those are all really ki'ilah, the Torah went back out of its way, and then in fact did go back and tell you those lashonos, so therefore we answered for Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara goes back with Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, says a different drasha. He says, Amar Kra, Shmini afilu b'Shabbos. Lashon says eighth day. Dafka Shmini means even on Shabbos. The Gemara says Hai Shmini v'Yaleilam Yotzei Shvi. The word eighth day is to tell you that you can't do it on the seventh day. You're not Yotzei the Mila if you've done it on the seventh day. And also Shvi mibeh Shmonas Yomim Nafka. But the Gemara says, the Gemara's answering now. The Gemara says that no, Shvi we learn out from Ben Shmonas Yomim. So we have a drasha for that. So what do you have to tell me that we don't know the Shvi? The Gemara says no. V'Akatim v'Yaleilam Yotzei Shvi v'Chadim Yotzei Tishvi. We need both. You have to say eighth day twice to teach you. You can't do it any earlier. You can't do it on the seventh day, and you can't do it on the ninth day. Meaning you're not Yotzei the Iker Mitzvah of doing it on the eighth day. If you do it on the ninth day, that's why you have to mention the Lashon of Shmini two different times. I would have said that if you tell me only the one of the Lashonos, I would have said only you can't do it on the seventh day. That's not the Din Lechatchila, because the Pasuk says Shmini. However, if I do it on the ninth day, that's totally fine, as long as it's meaning eighth day and up, meaning that, like bringing a Korban, only Shmini Me'ali Yiratze, right? The Lashon over there, by Korbanos, we said you can bring it for the eighth day and up. So I would have thought over here also, from the eighth day and onward, is Lechatchila to do the Mitzvah of Mila. So the Gemara answers, based on this kasha, we actually reject. We want to reject the explanation. We reject what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov wanted to tie in, and we go back to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of why we have Shmini Rather, Bayom is teaching you that it's Doche Shabbos, even according to the Rabbanan. The Brisa Tanik Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan, because the Brisa says, Lor Kravach Rabbi Yaakov, and also specifically rejects Rabbi Yaakov, because it goes like Rabbi Yochanan, that says, Shmini Yimol, Afilu B'Shabbos, Shmini Yimol, even on the 8th day, Umani Mekai Mechale Mosi Mas. What's the law shown that someone who violates Shabbos is going to be Chayev, on Isra Dereisa, is going to put to death? B'Shar Malachos Chutzman Mila, that it's Hutra by Mila, Mila is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Now, Eno Ela Afilu Mila, you could tell me that, you know, even Mila is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, Umani Mekai Shmini Yimol, Lashon Av. On the 8th day, you should circumcise. Chutz m'Shabbos, to tell you, except for Shabbos. Tamalomer bayom, afilu b'Shabbos. This bayom is explicit like Rabbi Yochanan, that on the day, which tells you even on Shabbos, bayom is like Rabbi Yochanan's drasha, that it's going to be applicable to Shabbos. Amar Rava, hi tana mikara, my kanichale, basof my kadasha. What exactly was the shakle v'taria between the brisa over here, says Rava. He's asking, what's the shakle v'taria? What was the give and take? What was the beginning of the question? What was the answer? So the Gemara says, achi gamar, this is what the Tanya was telling us. Shmini yamol, afilu b'Shabbos. On the 8th day is even on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim, Michala Mosimasa. What do I learn out from the fact that it says someone who violates Shabbos is going to be put to death? Bishar Malachos Chutz Mila. That's talking about all the other halachas except for Mila. Val Mila Dache. However, the Lashon of Mila is going to be Docha Shabbos also, completely. So my time, what's the reasoning? Kavachomer, it's a Kavachomer to tell you Mila is Docha Shabbos. Umatzer, I want to learn the following Kavachomer. Umatzer, Ra'as, Docha Savoda. We know that Taras is Docha Avoda. Rashi points out that if a person is a Kohen, and Rova Tibor is Tame, and you want to do the Kohanim or Tame also, so then you're going to cut off your taras in order to do that avoda. We know that that's not the case. You're not allowed to do that because it's gavod el chazia. Actually, the Gemara's going to come on to that. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. The avoda docha Shabbos. Yet we know that avoda is docha Shabbos. So mila docha osa. So then and mila yet it's bigger than that. Shabbos nuchli avoda. The Shabbos which is pushed off in terms of the korbanos. So then, eno din shetei mila docha osa. Isn't it illogical to assume that mila is going to be docha that? This is I forgot the name of the properties when you learn logic. But the property of A is greater than B, B is greater than C. This is even and C is greater than D. Then A is going to be greater than D. How does that work? Again, let's just plug it in. That if mila is overriding taras, if A is greater than B, and then B is greater than C, then the mitzvah of taras is greater than and then the taras is overriding the mitzvah of korbanos, and then which is then greater than Shabbos. So then A is greater than D. We'll come out. Is Mila is then greater than mitzvah Shabbos. So that's what this Kavachomer is. The Gemara says, Ma Enok Tekamer. So what's the Lashon of the Tana saying that it's not the case? Implies that we're saying that Mila is included in the Pasuk of Mechala Mosimas. What was so hard that the Tana then had to go out of its way to then retract what it wanted to suggest? Hada Amar, therefore the Tana said, Umay de Taras Chamur. How do I know that Taras Bechlal is more Chamur? Maybe. Doma Shabbos Chamor Shabbos is in fact more Chamor. There's many dinim deraisa misa and alav and mechaber whatever it might be. There's a lot of dinim by Shabbos. The mishum the chamira tarasi and also what do I know? The lashon of tarasi is more Chamor. Doma shum garva dudal chazit. Even further, maybe the guy himself is just not fit to bring the korban. Even if taras is removed, the matzora still has to go to the mikvah. So maybe he's just bichlal. We're saying he's not shaykh to do the korban because he's two steps removed from being doing the avoda. So therefore, we don't allow him to violate it. So therefore, manu mekayim shemini me'al b'alei lashon of the shemini yimol chutz b'Shabbos. I would have said that it's except for Shabbos. Therefore, talmud b'yom. That is the shakla v'tarya. Afilu b'Shabbos. There was a whole long complicated shakla v'tarya that originally wanted to say the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer was glot. However, he can't say the kal v'chomer because at the end of the day, there's pirchas in the kal v'chomer. There's kashas from the fact that taras is not be etzem. It's chumra and Shabbos is more chumra than taras. And also Taras itself, just because the guy is not ro'oi to bring the korban. So therefore, we learn out we need the lashon of bayom, like Rabbi Yochanan wants to suggest, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, that's the Tana telling us, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mila is done on Shabbos from the lashon of bayom. Okay, continuing the Gemara now, the Gemara continues the word says, Tana Rabbanan, Mila docha es Taras. That the bris mila is going to override the halach of saras. That's even if the mila is shelo bezmana. That's what we're learning. The Gemara is going to learn this out. Yom tov in doche lo bezmana bilvad. However, when it comes to violating yom tov to do the mitzvah of mila, that's only if it's a mila bezmana and kol shekin shabbos, which is iser karis, which is iser misa, which is a stronger one. So the Gemara says, mehana mili. How do I know this law that the mila is going to override saras? So the Gemara says, the Tanur Rabbanan yimol b'sar lasa. The lashon is yimol b'sar lasa. Val pesh yesham baharis yakod. That even if there's a baharis, meaning baharis type of saras, there you would still cut it off and even though there's a lav, but there's the isra deraisa to cut off your saras. So the Gemara says, b'shar makomas chutz b'mila. This applies in all other examples except for mitzvah of mila. If you have the mitzvah of mila, that gets rid of the lav and you can do the mitzvah of mila. Eino afilu of mila. Maybe you could assume even a mila, even if you have to do a bris mila, you should wait on the bris mila until the saras goes away. Yimal b'sar lasso. What's the lashon of yimal b'sar lasso? That's bisman shein baharis. That's only other examples when you don't have a baharis, you don't have taras on the foreskin. Tamun lomar b'sar. The lashon of b'sar. If alf b'shiyesham baharis, the lashon of b'sar is a riba. Rashi points out because it could have just said yimal or lasso. Now I know what it's talking about. What's b'sar or lasso? B'sar lasso is kamash b'lan. that in a situation where you have a mila, you would get rid of it and you would do it even on the eighth day. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, hai tana mi karamai nichalei levasof my kashle." What was exactly? Originally, the Tana wanted to learn that literally, right? He wanted to tell you that we're talking about Mila, which involves cutting off Taras, and then eventually it was retracted that and went back to say, learn it out from the Hemsheikh, from the different Lashon of Besar. So the Gemara says, Hafikamar, Yimal Besar Lasso, Valpish Yesh and Beharis. Yimal Besar Lasso is even if there's Beharis, even if there's Taras on the Mila. Mani Mekai, Mishamar Negat Taras, the Lav of Mishamar Negat Taras, Bishar Mekomas Chutz from Mila, that's in every example except for Mila. Vamila Docha Taras, Mila's Gorel Chosharat, Maitama Di, Daisa Makava Chomer, we can learn out from a Kava Chomer, Mashabas Chomer, Shabbos is very more than Taras, right? Mila Docha also. So then, yeah, we see that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Taras, Lakosh again, then it should be, certainly you should override Taras. So then why did Tana go back on it? What was the faulty logic in this Kalvachom? The Gemara answers, because Hadar Kamar, the Tana goes back, because Maida Shabbos Chamira Dilma Taras Chamira. No, maybe Taras is really Kamar because she came Docha Savoda. We know that Taras, we quoted before, that there's a potential to say that Taras is stronger than a Korbonos, and Korbonos are stronger than Shabbos, so then Taras would come out as being stronger than Shabbos. So Vavoda Docha Shabbos, Talmud Lomar, Bizar. Therefore, you have to come onto the fact that maybe Saras is stronger, and therefore I wouldn't have learned it out from this Kavachomer. There, I have to come out from the Torah has to go out of its way to tell you truly the Rebbe of Bizar, which teaches you that extra word, even though there is a Beharis on this foreskin, you would still do the mitzvah of Mila. The Gemara says, Lishna, Achrina, another explanation of how the Tana, what the Shakta Vatari was, going back and forth. The Gemara says, Mila Docha is Saras. That with the Lach, the Saras is going to be Docha Nitches Mdei Mila, because my Tama, what's the reason? In the Aisa Asa Vidocha Losas, because in Esse Docha Losas, the concept, you have a, if you have a simultaneous action that you do a mitzvah, and at that simultaneous action you've done a lav so many times, then one is going to be nidchais to the other. But not getting into all the rules of that. But let's say you're boring tzitzis that have kilayim on it. So then, since the moment I'm doing tzitzis, the kilayim is going to be done. That is mutter. So the Gemara says, "My o ino tekamar." So what was the problem? Assuming this is essay dochelos, I say hadakamar. That's only when you have one lav. Here, there's multiple lavin. Rather, not multiple times. There's an esse velos esse. There's high esse velos esse here. In the case of taras, mila is a mitzvah. So taras is a los esse. If you're doing it at the same time, a simultaneous action, I would have held that that's a classic example of esse docha los esse. However, the problem of it is here, you have an esse as well. So then the esse can't be docha an esse and a los esse, and therefore you would not be doing the mila in that circumstance. The Rashba just asked, what are you talking about over here? What is the havamina to assume it would be esse docha los esse? There's clearly an esse and a los esse by taras. Why would I have a havamina that just one esse of the mitzvah of Mila should be docha both a mitzvah of keeping the mitzvah and the violation of cutting off the tzaras? What was the havamina over here? So the Rashba answered, maybe because Shabbos, the Mila is so chomer, because there's an Isra Karis, I would have thought in that circumstance it is docha even the essay of tzaras and the los essay of tzaras as well. So the Gemara now says, but again, so it's not essay docha los. So I would have said, Yimal B'Sar L'Aso is when there is no Beharis. Tamalomar B'Sar, the fact that it says Al Pesh Yishav Beharis, therefore the Tana is saying that with the reboy of B'Sar is teaching that in fact, yes, where you have a Baharis, one would be allowed to violate this din because of Basar tells you that you'll be allowed to violate the din of cutting off the Saras, which is not the case in any other circumstances, only here when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila. The Gemara says that this Lashon of helping only works for Tenach Godol, the Chsivei Basar. That's only working for an adult with the Lashon that says Basar, because the Psukim over there are talking about Ve'arel Zachar. Ve'arel Zachar is only talking about over 13, because Yisr Kari is only someone who is over 13 is going to be Chayav Kari. So this is only someone who's a gadol. Katanamik sibe basar. And also an eighth day old, I get it. It also says lashon of basar when it comes to that. V'yomashmini yimol basar laso. So those two rebuy my work, and therefore I learned mila as docha saras by those two cases. However, beinoni milan. How do I know the case of a child who is a mila shalom isbana that it should be docha saras? So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Aisei mebunana. We can learn it out from the other categories. We can learn a memetzinu to learn it out as the following. Megadol lo aisa she can't anush karis. You can't learn out from a gadol because he's punished by karis, which are very chamor. Masha Inkin, a katan is not punishable by karis because he's a katan. He's only going to be punishable after 13. Mi katan la aisa shekain mila bizmana. You can't compare it to the eighth day old because that's a mila bizmana. Mila bizmana, we know, is more chamor. It's docha Shabbos. And so maybe over here, it wouldn't be docha the taras. So therefore, Shad Shabbos, the common feature between both of them is shekain nimolin v'docha nisa taras. Since they are both dochesh saras, af kol shemal dochesh shabbos, we learn dochesh saras that we can learn a memetzinu to learn out both of them. So the Gemara now says, Rava Amar Mila Bismana docha lo tzricha kra. Now the fact that Mila Bismana, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that it's dochesh saras. Mne kavachomer aisa mashabes chamir, because the kavachomer that if Mila is dochesh shabbos, and shabbos is greater than saras, then it comes out that A is greater than C. That's the logic property, right? A is greater than B is greater than C. A is greater than C. Taras lo kosh again, that Mila is going to be greater greater than Sarasi, you can learn that from a Kavachomer. The Gemara asks and Rava's Kavachomer. I'm a Rav Safa, the Rav. Rav Safa asks the Kasha and Rava, Mimai, the Shabbos Chamira, Dilma Tsaras Chamira. Why are you assuming that Shabbos is more Chamer? Maybe Tsaras is Chamer, Shingin Dokas, Avodah, Avodah, Dokhamina, that's Shabbos. There's this far that we've seen many times that we know that Tsaras is stronger than Avodah. If a Kohen has Tsaras, he doesn't cut off the Tsaras in order to the Avodah. We know that Avodah is Dokha Shabbos. You do all the Karbanos Tibor on Shabbos. So why should I assume that Tsaras is worse than Shabbos in a certain case over here of the Chumra? It's more Chumra than the Halachas of Shabbos. The Gemara answers, Rava's response, Hasam Lamishum the Chamir Tsaras, Elmishum the Gravu the Lo Chazi. Then when it comes to the Halacha of Tsaras, it's not because Tsaras is a Chumra, it's because the guy himself can't inherently bring the Korban, even if he cuts off the Tsaras, because he still needs to wait till Harav Shemesh to do Mila, to go to Tvila rather, to go to the Mikvah, and then only the next day is he going to be Tahor. So the Gemara says, Amai, so why the Kohen says Behar, so we have a Gemara asks originally though, why? Okay, let him cut off the Beharis and assume that he would be able to do the Avodah. Why are you assuming that he wouldn't be able to do the Avodah in this circumstance? The Gemara says, Michuser Tevilahu, because you have to go to the Mikvah and you have to wait to the rest of the day. Harav Shemesh, he's a Tvul Yom, and therefore you can't assume that it may be Anachanami, that really you should have been able to cut it off had you been able to do the Tzara'ah, already been to the Avodah right away. Since you're not able to do the Avodah right away over here, so then it's not because Tzara'ah is higher than Avodah, it's just because it doesn't help you to cut off the Tzara'ah. So the Gemara answer is, Tenach Negayim Tmeim. This, your answer helps if you have a nega, if you know that was impure. And therefore, then you have to go to the mikvah to be tahor from that, and then go to the mikvah and wait till Harav Shemesh, because it'll be a tful yom. You'll be only tahor the next day. However, negayim tahor, you have many, we have many negayim, many of the tzaras that are not necessarily tzaras. They're going to be tahor. The Mara, Armuk, Pashar, right? All the psukim over there discussing the different levels. If they're darker than the fourth shades of white, for example, then those baharis are going to be tahor. So maybe this also, if this was a nega tahor, so you're not allowed to cut it off because maybe it'll come more white. You have to wait a week, right? The hasker. But if you're allowed here, if it's tahor right now and I cut it off, so then I'm allowed immediately to go to the mikvah, to do the avodah. So Michael, remember, what should I say? So in that case, why shouldn't I assume that that circumstance I would be allowed to do the avodah, and then you would have the Kavach Chomer be problematic based on that, because we really see the Kavach Chomer does work. So the Gemara says, Elamar Ravashi, so Ravashi was going to refute Rav Safra. Ravashi says, Hecha Amina da Isa Esev Docha Losa. I say, when do I say Echa Docha Losa? I say, Kigon Mila Betaras. Only when it's happening simultaneously. Tosafot pointed out, what do you mean, Mila Betaras? We just said that's not an example of Esev Docha Losa, I say, because when you have Taras, it's a Lav and also an Esev. We just said before, there's two concepts of this. So rather, Tosafot means just the concept of that you're doing it simultaneous. The simultaneous action creates Esei docha lo sase, even though it's lav dafka, this example. Inami tzitzis b'klaim, that's a better example. The tzitzis b'klaim would be an example of a simultaneous doing an essay of the mitzvah tzitzis, even though there's a lav of klaim, wearing the klaim, that helps you. Because in the moment I'm doing the lav, I'm fulfilling the positive commandment. However, here, the moment I cut off the tzaras, I haven't done anything yet. I need another step removed until I do the avodah. That's not called the example of essay docha lo sase. And that's one of the fundamental differences between essay docha lo sase, let's say, and mitzvah baba avira. Why is it mitzvah baba avira just essay docha lo sase? Because usually, almost always, when you have the mitzvah baba avira, you first do the avira, and then it enables you to do the mitzvah. If you're doing it simultaneous, that's the concept of essay docha lo sase. The Gemara says, Nevahad Rav and Rav Safra, turn into something now, Tanahi. Really, the machlokas Tanahi between Rav and Rav Safra. The son of the Braisa tells you, Bsar. That Lashon is telling you that even though it was a Baharis, you would do the Mila, different Rabbi Yoshia. So we see Rabbi Yoshia really is like Rav Safra, because he's applying the case of Basar to this example. So the Gemara says, so that's Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Eno Tarach Shabbos Chomer, Adocha Taras Lokosh again. But the fact that Rabbi Yonasan is learning this Kaval Chomer, that's like Rava, who wanted to learn out this Kaval Chomer. That if Shabbos is Chomer and Mila is Docha that, so then Taras Lokosh again, because you have a Kaval Chomer to teach you that in that circumstance, that you'd be able to clearly Mila would be Docha Tzaras as well, because Mila is greater than Shabbos, and Shabbos is greater than Tzaras, and A is greater than C, that Kaval Chomer, which Rav accepted. We see over here that Rabbi Yonasan accepts as well. Okay, pick up Mitzvah Shem, Amar Mar, tomorrow.